Well, now we've got group supervision, and we've got an hour and a half before our coffee break. So that can give each of you half an hour if you need that amount of time. It doesn't mean that you've got to talk for half an hour. It means you could tell us where you've got to in your client work and how it's going and who you're working with and what is going on. So I'm guessing that Bev might be the furthest down the line. Would that be right? Because I think you're squeezing. So would you like to start us off, Bev? Is that comfortable for everybody else?
Yes.
Unless Peter, I don't know, you're working with a client as well, aren't you, Peter?
I've only had one session, so I had the assessment and then the short stitch, and that's it. Yeah, so not far.
Yeah. Do you want to go first, though?
No.
Okay. I don't want to be a hogger of our space.
Associates.
You go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I'm working with my second client called Penny. I'll try not to confuse her with client number one, Jenny. That will be the challenge for today. Yes. So Penny came to me as she's a friend of a friend. And she initially expressed interest way back in the beginning, has been happy to kind of hang around and wait for me to be able to work with client number two. And in terms of where she's at, when we did the assessment and she filled in the form, she's in a phase of her life where she's having to deal with a lot of extra things as a result of her father passing away last October, suddenly from a heart attack. And she's also responsible for caring for her mum, who doesn't live with her, but her mum has breast cancer. So while she's well enough to function and live on her own, there's still obviously the process of grieving for her mum and her feeling, in her words, guilty that she's not doing enough. She has a brother who lives in Australia, and she expressed that she's really angry that he's not doing more to help with the kind of wrapping up of their dad's estate. He had a couple of businesses, and she feels angry towards her dad that he hasn't left his affairs in a better state. And she didn't realize how much work was going to be involved in dealing with all of that. She has two children. One son that lives with her in his early 20s, and another daughter who was traveling in Australia, and she's come back now and she's doing some studying in Edinburgh. So she's also a mum and looking after her kids. She's got a very stressed out dog as well that she's looking after. And she has a half finished house that her dad was arranging to be built in Cornwall that her husband is kind of looking after. So she brought all of these elements, and the things that she said she wanted help with is how to compartmentalize her life. And she didn't like the fact that she was kind of, in her words, falling apart and crying all the time. She didn't like the person who she felt she had become in the midst of all of this kind of chaos of her life change. So it was interesting towards the end of the assessment that she, was even kind of open to asking me, whether she thought that counselling might be a better therapy for her. And obviously, I put that back to her to say, that I can't decide that for her, but that what autogenic training can do is help her in how she relates to her emotions. That's one aspect of it, but it can also help her to take, small respite from the stress that she's feeling and find inner resource within herself. So, I asked her if she felt happy to kind of learn based on what I'd shared with her about autogenic training, and she was. So we began the course, and this coming Monday, we'll be doing the last session, which is a personal formula. So in essence, we've kind of done the whole course now. She's got the
Right.
complete autogenic package.
Yeah.
And I've encountered very little resistance. She's been a very good student in that respect. She's really wanted to kind of do the exercises. If there's been any resistance, it's been to filling in the diary, because for somebody who's already feeling like they've just got too much to do, I can see realistically where the thought of having to write things down feels difficult. So I kind of do the same as I did with my first client, which is talk about why it's important in terms of for me being able to monitor her process and for helping her to be able to share with me what's happening, that it's easy to forget things. And also she can look back and see her process over time. So so that's one aspect. And what I did encounter in the week of the breath was that she struggled to have the pauses. And one of the reasons for this is I think when she leaves spaces in her AT exercise, it leaves room for intruding thoughts. So we've spent quite a lot of time talking about intruding thoughts. And I produced a handout based on the one that you gave us, Jane, and she found that really helpful. But also I talked about how she can speed up the repetitions. And by that, I don't mean rushing them. So we're still keeping kind of the passive concentration going, but not leaving gaps for thoughts to intrude. And she found that really helpful. And then by the time we got to the end and I talked to her about how are the intruding thoughts, how is the speed of the repetitions, she said that actually she's not needed to speed it up anymore, that she finds she can be with the breath and it's okay. So I thought, okay, her process is working. She just needed a bit of time for it to establish and settle down. And yeah, she describes training symptoms. So, you know, and what I've learned since the first client is really the probing questions that I need to ask. And, you know, because she'll say, yeah, it was good. When we do the first practice in a session, I'll say, and what does good mean for you? She says to me, you always do this. You make me define everything. And I'll say, that's Jane Bird's fault. Yeah, fine. What's fine? Yeah, but actually, it's really, really wonderful, because just by feeling more confident to ask those questions, we get to have a really interesting chat about her experience, and it helps her kind of clarify her experience and see what's going on. And yeah, you know, when she talks about what she notices in her body, and she said that she feels more self-aware now than she's ever been, which I think is really useful.
That, sorry to interrupt, but yeah. I'm just picking up. That's exactly why we have to ask what fine is, because that's the whole point of autogenics. People are building up their self-awareness, but they don't realize they are. So yes, we help them to define it. Yes. Yeah. Lovely work. Yes.
Yeah. Do I have anything else to say?
I'm sorry, I've interrupted.
No.
You're coming up to your last one, aren't you? So you haven't done a review with her yet.
No, that's right. Offloading, that's what I wanted to talk about. So Penny, not Jenny, Penny, she was, you know, she really found the anger inventory useful. She filled that in. And she said it was interesting because she didn't realize how much her husband's snoring bothered her. You know, on the inventory, you look at the intensity. Mm-hmm. And she said that, you know, it was true what you said, how it can make us take stock about what are the priorities, the things that we need to focus on that are really irritating us. Mm-hmm. And she wants to do more of the anger offloading, but she finds it difficult because she always tries to see the other person's point of view. And she finds that when she starts to express it, it's very tentative and weak. But she knows, in her own words, that's something that she wants to practice more of. And she gave me a little story. She said she told her husband about the anger offloading exercise. And he said to her, that's exactly what I do. And she said, no, you offload onto people. This isn't that at all. And she said, you know, this is about me learning to process my own anger. And I thought hearing her say that was wonderful, that she grasped it.
Yes.
What it was.
Yes,
when I
brilliant.
spoke
Well
to her,
done.
when I spoke to her on 1 week, she was in Cornwall and she was there with her mum for a week and her brother had come over. So she was under pressure. She had a lot of going on. And in her words, which she said in later sessions, she fell apart that session. What I saw was somebody who was a little bit burned out and spent a lot of the session crying. You know, whenever I opened up to talk to her and ask her what was going on, it triggered an emotional response. And that was the week that I handed out the intentional crying unloading exercise. And she reported that after our session, she went away and had a really good cry and felt immensely better. So she knows what she's learning to do is befriend her emotions, whereas in the past she would be like, I don't want to feel like this. Why,
Absolutely.
you know, I need to be functioning and capable, you know, this isn't who I am. Whereas I think she's now opening to the idea of more self-kindness and the normal aspect of having emotions is all partly perfectly normal. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's
These are lovely opening up realizations for the client, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just a completely new view of her relationships, relationships with the world, relationships with herself.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All in 8 weeks so far.
Yeah.
No counselling.
No.
It's very interesting. I wonder what we can pick out of that question, should I go for counselling? Now, with this story of her autogenic process, where she's been really committed and worked
Yeah.
really well with this, and you have supported her. So I've got one or two comments, maybe others have too, but lovely, lovely work. Or maybe you'll have to ask her, won't you? I don't know. Anybody else got any other comment about counselling or not? Because that was putting you on the spot, wasn't it, at the very beginning?
Yeah.
I think you handled that really well when you said, well, you tell me kind of thing. You know, how do you feel? And then explained what autogenics is. I think you handled that brilliantly. I can't remember your exact description, but you said, you know, about having the small respite and finding your inner resources or so. I can't remember your words, but whatever you said, it was, I thought that was brilliant.
Actually, apropos of that, I'm just wondering at what point in the assessment you did explain what autogenics was. You must have done that before the assessment, actually. Nobody's going to come and sit in a chair for an assessment without knowing anything at all, because why would they?
Yes, you'd be very proud of me, Jane. I took your feedback comments from client one on board, and we had the proper chat right in the assessment about autogenic
Yes.
training, about the mind body memory, about the fact that during the autogenic exercises, it may be that the body wants to release things from the past. And why, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, we fill in a detailed assessment, an
Assessments, yes.
opportunity for me to support her more fully during, you know, the training course. So yeah, she definitely had that from the go-get.
That's so then she's already ready in your first session,
Yeah.
isn't she? And then it swims along from there. Yes, I'd forgotten all those comments were. She is very healthy the way I work. I forget everything that I've done when I handed it over. So I'm glad that was useful. But just so then, for all of us then, that assessment is the time to do quite a bit of explanation about autogenic training.
Yeah.
And that's the right time for it. And then she asked you the question, should I go for counselling? But then, of course, her inner work, her deeper work, hopefully she will know that in 8 weeks, 8 short weeks, I think she's got a lot further. Well, no, we can't say further. We can't say that, can we? But it's just very different to autogenic training. I don't know. Donna, you're in the counselling world. I should have handed this over to you. I beg your pardon.
No, that's fine. I think there's kind of a general assumption that if you've got a problem, you need to talk about it because that's what's out there, isn't it? We need to talk. So, yes, you can do autogenic training, but then is she going to need counselling as well? Because I've got these problems, but I'm learning this, but I still haven't talked about it. So I think there's that general assumption out there. But the way Bev explained it, actually, when you've done this, you might not need counselling because this is a way that you counsel yourself.
Yes, that's beautiful.
I like that, Anna. Yeah.
And that's what I always say as well. In fact, I add the joke into it, as I did only yesterday with somebody. Autogenics seems to reach the parts. Sorry, autogenic training is a therapy which reaches the parts that other therapies do not reach.
Mm.
And that's the very old Heineken ad. So some of us are old enough to remember that, and some of us aren't. But it's true. You know, it goes into its own direction and in all sorts of different places. And of course, a counsellor is going to guide and support. And of course, it can be open. You say what you want, what's coming forward, etc., etc. But that other person is still going to influence. And this is very much the inner work.
I think it very much depends on the person. Your yes. client, Bev, obviously wanted to do the work herself. Other people don't want to do outside homework.
No.
If you go to a counselling session, you do the work in the hour then, and then you go home, you do nothing. Mm-hmm. Although, actually, technically, that's wrong, because you do a lot of work mm-hmm. outside the council. But it's more, you don't send them home with homework, with mm. practices to do three times a day. So it's there's a different outlook, I think, although there's things going on under the surface. But you can get two types of people, those that really want to take responsibility and ownership. And I think they take really well to autogenics, as they go home and they grasp it and they do it. And maybe other people, counselling might be a better way to go, because they don't want to go home and do the work themselves. That's the difference I've found.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Donna, that is, because, yeah, not everyone is very self-motivated, and some people find the homework is a block. Yeah.
Except, of course, once they get into it, it's very far from being a block. It's actually not something we must do, but it's something we want to do. But nobody can tell that at the beginning.
No.
Yes. I often say, in that kind of situation, I would never do the two together. Your autogenic work would be entirely your own, and it's yourself emerging, etc., etc. And if you still feel at the end of it you need some counselling, because you want some help and support in clarifying some things, and that might take a completely different direction than if they had done their counselling instead of autogenic training. So it can very, very easily be a wonderful support afterwards, with the, what should we say, inner depth knowledge of themselves they've gained through autogenics. So if that's another way of putting it. But anyway, however it was, I think you've done some lovely work. Has anybody else got anything to ask Bev? I'm talking particularly to Sebastian and...
Yeah, I guess it's, sorry, I guess it's going to be really interesting at the end of your course. I mean, when you're going to do the, you know, the follow up, to ask your client, what do you think now? Do you need counselling? I mean, I'd be just curious, you know, to see her reaction. Maybe not.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sebastian.
I can't believe how quickly it's gone.
And I can't believe that I haven't started yet. I mean, I haven't had a client yet, and you're already, you're nearly done.
Yeah, and yeah, exceptional circumstances. I think if I wasn't doing my counselling training, I probably would have like had some time to kind of bed in and not race straight on to the second client. But I, you know, with hindsight, given how busy the last month has become, I'm really glad that I chose to do this, because I'm kind of, at the moment, I don't have any free time. Yeah.
Well, I commend you. I mean, you know, it's fine. And we've eased up, haven't we? Said, yeah, you go ahead, Bev, because, you know, that's important for you and all the rest of it. So we can all be flexible, which is lovely. And I'm really, that is really lovely. Now, we are at 6 minutes past 10. A little bit early. Are you comfortable with that, Bev, to leave that there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes? No, so we'll move on a little bit earlier to Seb or Sebastian or to... Yes, Sebastian?
In my case, it's quite simple. So, I mean, I was just about to have someone, but they decided to give up. So I believe next week I might have to look into that and try to recruit someone to be my second client. At the moment, I don't have one, but the moment I'm having them, I'll get hold of Donna, and we can discuss and see, But at the very moment, right now, I'm not having anyone. Anyway, I'm starting doing CBT for myself, so I've been having quite a lot till now. But anyway, I'm
Right.
fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yes. Okay.
That is the most
Well,
important.
I owe you an apology not to have got to your case study yet. It
Anyway,
was
that's fine.
so perhaps this gap is right for you at the
Yes.
moment,
Thank
Sebastian.
you.
And
Thank
I
you.
think especially if you're doing CBT, which is so different to autogenics,
No, but this is for myself
I
as a
do
client.
understand. I do. Oh, of course, I have understood that. But even your own mindset might be a little bit more focused on that at the moment. So it might be a good thing to take a gap at the moment and not have a new AT client just yet.
I think I have just three sessions left, so I'm just about to finish.
All
So,
right. Well, either way, I mean, I think, don't let's worry that you haven't started a certain client yet. I think that's important. And I will get on with the comments and
Okay, thank you.
we'll catch ourselves up. Yes?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Good idea.
Pia, it looks like you've got an hour if you need it, but we can talk about some other things. Sorry.
Okay, where I'm at. Well, I was very lucky to find this. Well, I'll start with the first client with the heart.
Yes.
I called her this week because I'm just curious to see how she was going. So it's just a courtesy call, and she has had no episodes. Not one single one. It's, like she says, it truly has changed her life. And she says the family life is totally different because her stress level is not the same anymore. So she's much nicer to be around. She says, I don't yell and scream at the kids anymore. And she says it's just, she can even cope with cold water on her back and going in cold water now, which she couldn't. She's just, so she's sending clients already to me. She says, I tell everyone about AT because it's so, and she's in a church, so she has a big pool of people to take from.
Wow. Hey, can we all come and live with you and then we'll all come.
I was so pleased for her, because it is really, it's transformed her life. So I'm very pleased for her and the insight she's getting, and she is religiously, she says, I still don't do. So there was tests. She couldn't fit three times. It was only very rarely she had did it three times, but always twice. And she's just continuing with it, just turned it into a habit. So I'm very pleased for her. So that's tests. So that was very, very happy to
Yes, and
hear
I
that.
want to congratulate you on that and also for phoning her up to ask her how she is, because I don't really do that and I'm always sad that I wave goodbye to people and you might have had a good result at the refresher and that's the last we hear. And it's absolutely lovely. This is what, another couple of months down the line, is it? Or 3 months
Yeah,
down the line.
and
And
see, I do that to my other clients,
yes,
and
that's
never
good.
to get them in or anything. It's
No.
really just to say, I just want to, are you okay?
Touch
How are you
base.
doing? And they're just over the moon that somebody has interest in them
Yeah.
because we live so insular lives,
Yes.
People are so busy to hear
Yes.
how we actually are. So anyway,
Agreed.
so that's her.
I'm
And
really,
then,
really thrilled. Can I just say one more thing? Because my instinct has always been that when you see a dramatic change like that, and there's obviously been a matter of weeks between the last episode of a difficult situation, it might be cluster headaches or all sorts of things that can be flare up very quickly during autogenic training, give us all a bit of a fright, and then it settles down to such an extent that it doesn't happen again. Then they come back for the refresher and it still hasn't happened again. And it's at that point I'm thinking, yeah, I think that is, we should never use the word cure, we shouldn't, but I think that is a cure from what she is describing. Because the habit of what she is doing now, the body has no need to react like that anymore. That's what it boils down to. And so you've changed her life, or autogenics has changed her life. It's
autogenics has,
extraordinary,
yeah, absolutely,
wonderful
yeah.
stuff, isn't it?
And it's so funny because then, because she's now experiencing life without that constant fear of her heart,
Absolutely.
she's almost going through a grieving period of lost time because she can see how much wasted time there has been, So that was really, and then we talked about that. So it was a great call. So then I started, me and my dyslexia and writing reports is not the best friends, I can tell you. So I'm so re-traumatized, but anyway, that's just how it is. And when we did my second client, I was thinking, who am I going to get for this? I could do my friends, but I don't want to do my friends. So I want to have somebody that's fresh, that has no idea who I am, so they're not biased. So I get a very clear feedback from them, if that makes sense. And I was so lucky. I moved house, and I was actually nearly 8 weeks I stayed with my son and his wife and little baby May. And they have a dog, and the neighbor had a Great Dane, so they went to the dog park every day. And when I lost all my work, she was mentioning on the way down, I feel so sorry for my mother-in-law. She's lost all that, and she knows how hard it is for me to write and all that stuff. So she said, I feel so sorry for Ruru. And she says, oh, this is terrible. So what is all this about? And she said, oh, she's doing this course in autogenics. It relaxes. She just heard what I'm saying, And she said, oh my God, I can do with some of that. But what does she do? Does she take clients? And she said, no, she's studying it. But she's actually looking for a case study. He said, oh, could I be that? So that's how I got her. And you won't believe this. I took my computer down to the Apple store to see if they could retrieve this weird thing that was on it. And then it turns out that her husband is a forensic computer guy.
No.
Yes, him. So she texted him and said, listen, Pia just dropped the computer off this morning. Can you help her? And they're neighbors. Yeah. So he says, leave it to, I'll come back from work and I'll have a look at it. So I ran down to the Apple store, got my computer before they have done anything, and he couldn't even find it. He couldn't find it. He says it's because it's a very old computer and blah, blah. So anyway, so I had to start all over again, which
Oh.
was a bugger. But anyway, so, and even my hard drive, because that morning I was so scared of losing the work. So I put the hard drive in and did a backup, and that was corrupted too. So I must not work. So anyway, but the good thing is, and this is going to be an interesting case, actually, I think, because, she is so super stressed. So super stressed. Her little daughter, first of all, I'll start with the daughter. So she's married. Her little daughter, that's 10 months old, my daughter-in-law, she says, listen, she's the most loveliest, happiest girl, but I'm just warning you, you'll get a shock when you see her. And I said, why? And she says, because she's humongous. And I said, huh? Is she fat? What do you mean? Is she a Michelin baby, with big arms and stuff? And I said, that's cute. But she says, She wears 2.5 years old clothes, and she's 10 months old. I said, what? What does she feed her? So the investigation that's going on now is, and I can't remember what it's called, and I have not asked her about it because it's a very sensitive topic for her. But she's growing too fast. So when I saw her, I can't tell you, if she had not warned me, you can have a bear, but then you can get those bears that you shoot in the fun parks, those huge bears.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? She was not, she was like this, but she looks like a 10 month old baby. She's got a gigantic. It was like, I couldn't help staring at her because and I feel for her so much. But not only that, so there's a lot of investigation that's going on there. But she is having chronic bladder infections, so they're in and out and in and out of hospital all the time. So it's a complete. I've never heard anyone with a baby like a giant. So here she is. They can't even fit her in baby clothes. It's like a 2 to 3 year old normal clothes. It looks it's wrong
Sorry,
somehow.
how old is she? So did I miss?
10 months. She's 10 months, and she's like a 2.5 year old. It looks so weird. So she sits on her hip, but it's bizarre. So she's so stressed over that. So that's number one. Then she has found out when they got their baby 10 months ago. Well, she must be 11 months now. Anyway, she found out that her husband was diagnosed being on the spectrum and being a narcissist, and is diagnosed. It's not just dream thinking or anything. So she is in shock, but also in a bit of relief as well, because he's always said that there was something wrong with her. He has never, he always, you know, they blame others. So it's just so interesting that she's come as my client, because this is what I work with, narcissism, you know. Not that I'm going to weave that in, but I have I think I have empathy for her, and I know where she's at somehow, you know, so I'm glad with that. And so I was waiting for my case study, so I didn't want to start it, but we have Christmas holidays, like your school holidays.
Oh, yes.
But I said to her, listen, is it going to affect your flow? Because most people go away. Everything shuts down, you know, 1 week before Christmas, and for 6 weeks, everything shuts down, you know. Probably like I remember in Denmark in August, everything shut down too, you know. And she says, no, I need this so badly. I need it so badly. And can we start? And I said, listen, I'll take your inventory or your assessment. And in my assessment, and I did do that with Tess as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't have started the course. I did go through, you know, what autogenics is. What is it? And where does it come from? The history of it. And, and you know, just explaining what it actually does to an, and it is a method that with a structure we give. I hand her over the structure of how she can help herself. And then when she's got that, then I can just withdraw and she never have to see me again or anyone else, because it is a life skill. And that is why I love AT so much as well. So she signed up. So she was really happy and very open. She's quite, you know, when you're just about the breaking point, and she sees two psychologists, she sees one to with them, both of them, and it's not helping at all because he blames everything on her. And then she sees one on her own, and the husband sees another one. So they have a lot of psychological help, but she says she is in a knot. And she, her digestive system is not working anymore. She has diarrhea so often, and she's getting more and more skinny and stuff like that. So I'm very interested in this case story, because I think it's fascinating. First of all, with a giant bait, not the, but it is, it's just so, it's unusual baby. For me. Yeah. It's unusual. Mm. Yeah. And if this could help her to cope with her daughter, that I think is, maybe she grows, I don't know. But if this can help her be more settled, that will help her daughter tremendously as well. That's the thing.
It sounds like there's a real serious growth hormone disturbance, of course. And how that affects the body and the rest of her health, who knows? And is it life-threatening? We don't know. And, you know...
Do you know anything about this, Jane?
No, I mean, what you're describing, no, I can't say I've ever come across that exactly, but I do, a more complicated version of it was when half the body grew at twice the rate as the rest of the body. And so I did know somebody for whom that had happened to her son, and it was extraordinarily complicated. And, you know, in a way, to have the whole body in that situation must be, I suppose, easier to deal with than half the body. This poor child was having a lot of orthopedic surgeries and things, and, you know, to even up his limbs, and very bizarre and extraordinary. And and you are right. The second degree effect of autogenics, if the parent who is so stressed, that then the benefits will hopefully help the child, but of course not in any clinical way, but certainly in the psychological.
So mom is calm, you know, because she's a stress head at home with her condition, but also with a husband that's quite mean. So You know, the poor woman, she goes outside, so she's never have rest because she goes out with the baby in the pram, and people stare in this giant baby that's not, I mean, it really is how, it's funny how our brain is get used to certain things, and it just doesn't fit.
No.
Doesn't fit. So the poor thing. So I feel for her. Feel for her. Yeah, so I only had so I did the assessment with her, and then I did the just yesterday I did the what's it called, the short stitch, and I took all your stuff on board, so thank you very much.
You
So
took a lot of, we could use some time now actually to be talking about some of those things because they were not peculiar to you. I think sometimes our teaching wasn't clear enough about some of that. So we can do that. But she took it on, did she? And she could practice and I mean, you know, she the exercises and the
oh,
session went
she
well.
I feel that autogenic for her is her lifeboat. So if I say hop on one leg 1 hour a day, I think she would do
Very
it.
good.
The poor thing, you know. So she's very, very keen, and yeah, and she's a school teacher, so my daughter-in-law was saying she would take really good notes because they know each other and stuff. So yeah. So I think I'm very excited about this case study. Very excited. Yeah.
Well, she has got the motivation, clearly, and that's
Absolutely.
honestly pretty much all we need, isn't it, Donna and Patricia?
Absolutely.
If we've got, they've got the motivation.
Yeah.
She also chose the title of my book, didn't she? To
Yeah.
say, oh, I could do with some of that.
That's right. That's exactly her words. That's what she said.
Well, that's why I chose it as a title for my book, because the number of people I have talked to who have said exactly that.
Oh,
And the
that's so.
ones, yeah, so there we go. So
Oh,
that's a little joke of mine. Yes.
can I ask you, Jane? I would really. So I got my best friend. I'm going to teach autogenics,
Yes.
and I would love to give her book. And I will actually, and I'll include this in the price of my what's it called? You know, my when I get going, I'll include the price of your book. But what I would like to do is giving them a graduation gift, and I'll give them the book just with a little bit of writing in it, so they have something that they can take away. And I just think that's a lovely thing to do. But I can't order it
You
online.
can't order it. No, I'm sorry. It's only me, and I have replied to your email. It is available on the Kindle version on Amazon, and I keep falling at the hurdles of trying to get the actual paper copies done. People, you're not the first to do that, to buy a batch, say half a dozen copies, and then want to give it to the client afterwards, which you could include, of course, in the charge you make for them or whatever, however you manage to do it. That's
Yeah.
that would be fine. We can organize that, Pia. Yes. If you
It's
would
just that
like to have a little
it's a
small
lovely.
stock of them, I can post them over. It'd be quite expensive on the postage. That's the only thing.
Yeah, and this is when I get it from Amazon, it doesn't cost me anything
Yeah,
either.
well, that's the thing. No, look, come on. I've got to get it on Amazon. I think that's the most important.
Yeah, and
Yes.
also, you know, I certainly hope that, I mean, my mission is to get autogenics known here. That's my mission because it deserves it. It
Okay.
really, so it would, so I would love if it was more available, you know, online with your book. Yeah, I would love that.
The story of that was that I self-published because our previous book, which I had co-authored, the publishers, we were very pleased to find a publisher, but they mucked us up absolutely dreadfully. And it was put on the self-help. They tried to put it on the self-help shelves of the bookshops. But quite clearly on the back of the book, it says this is not a self-help book. So none of the distributors were going to take it. Quite right, too. I had argued that all the way. Will you please take this off? It is not self-help. But of course, they also wanted the title to be self-help for mind and body, which of course is true, but it isn't what's in the book. So we had such a muddle with that that I decided this time I would go it alone. Thinking I could get onto Amazon and it hasn't happened. So I'm going to ask Jade that we're going to have another go at it, aren't we, Donna, at some
Yes, we
point?
will do. We'll put it on our list.
And in fact, you know, if all the copies disappeared, because I had 1,000, then we must find a publisher for it. And you know, at least if I can persuade somebody,
This
just
is
to
a
take
very
it
good
on.
book. It's a
Well, I'm
very
glad
good
you
book.
like it. I'm glad you like it, but you're heavily biased, you know, you've got to remember.
Yeah, but it is a good book because I got so many different books. And actually, I don't know how I found it. I want to ask you, this book, do you know this?
Yes, that is very new.
It's
And
very new.
I don't know how you found it. Okay.
I have no idea either.
What do you think of it?
Do you know what? I haven't had time to read it, to be quite
Okay.
honest. I haven't. But are they from the British? Are they from England?
Yes, one of them I don't think completed the training course, and the other one, Galen, is a very old member. I say very old, I mean to say a long-standing member of BAS, who did
Okay.
a lot of work with Vera Diamond. Donna, shall we go on and explain what this book is like?
Yeah, you can do.
I think we should.
Yeah, I would love that if you could.
I am very surprised she's made it into a teach yourself book that people could then download through the links, with her little link videos with how to do each exercise.
Oh,
So,
really?
yes,
Wow. In the book. So
in the
that's in the
book,
book.
it's in the book.
Wow, okay.
And
So.
although the standard exercises are how we teach them, there are some really poor things. The two most important poor things is, well, no, three. There's no assessment because they're being self-taught, so they've got no one to support them or even guide them or explain what it is. The second thing they don't talk about is the short stitch exercise, and the third thing they don't talk about is the offloading exercises. So this is, as we could call it, pure Schultz, but
Yeah.
without our developments. And as you go through teaching and with your own ex self experience, we know how important the offloading is. Even though some people will never get to it and will never do it, and we have to accept that. But it should be offered so that people at least can make an informed choice and be aware of their own processing and how useful that can be. And I'm afraid that that book is, well, dangerous, actually.
I felt that as well, Jane.
Oh yes, you read it. Yes, sorry.
Very much my feeling, and my biggest problem with it was there was no mention of offloading, which I think is
Which I just said.
a really important part, and it's just not there. Yeah.
Yes, it
So
is not
strange.
fair, and it's not fair, and then people have no outlet for it. Those who might use it will never know of it. That's the problem with that book. It's better to have everybody being taught the offloading and then choosing not to use it, then that's a different ball game altogether. But we should be putting it out there. So I
Really?
would recommend not giving that one out.
No, I want yours. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I haven't read it. And if there's no offloading in it, that I think that's, yeah. Anyway, I just can't even remember where I found it. It must have been I looked for yours and then just, you know, when it comes up with different things. Yeah. I just got it here the other day. Yeah. So there you go. Interesting. Really interesting.
I
What's the
think,
difference between the first book you wrote, Jane, and this
and
one?
the second, not a lot of different, nothing at all in the processing and not describing the exercises, and you know, if there was very little that was in structure that's different. Of course, I've written it in a slightly different style because the other one was 20 years before, and I hadn't got a writing partner this time, so it's all my own. No, not entirely. There is an acknowledgement to Chris Pinch at the beginning, saying that we had agreed that I would take this on and do this again. But the two are not very different. I just think that the latest one is a bit more friendly in style, and I don't know. You ought to ask somebody else, actually.
I'm trying to think. It's a long time since I read the first
First
one,
one.
so I'd have to compare them. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but they are quite similar, I think, aren't they?
Yes, and I mean the structure.
Are different. Yeah, there are differences, but I couldn't say. Sorry.
So, thank you both very much. Thank you. Maybe this is a good moment, Donna, because we didn't know really how this is going to unfold today. Oh, no, let's look slightly ahead to doing your presentations.
Right, let me just finish the recording for this one.